Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mighty Men of Valor with your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III, a Living Saved Ministries production. We invite you to listen as Reverend Cleveland Howell III teaches young men using sound biblical doctrine and personal life experience how to live a better life in this world. And now, without any further delay, here is your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. We want to welcome each and every one of you tonight to the Mighty Man of Valor Show. I'm your host, Elder Cleveland Howell III, and we give the Lord all the praise and all the glory and all the honor for everything that he's done and all the things that he's doing for each and every one of us. Amen. I'm under the weather a little bit, but we still thank the Lord for his loving kindness and for his healing virtue. Amen. We want to just pray. Father in heaven, we thank you tonight, oh God, for your grace and for your mercy. Father God, we thank you for your anointing. Lord, we thank you for your power. Lord, we thank you for your strength, oh God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would speak to us and through us, oh God. Lord, I pray, oh God, that I would just be the instrument, the mouthpiece, oh God, the vessel that you use for your glory. God, we know that there's nothing without you, Lord. We know that there's no anointing without you, God. We know that there's no preaching without you, oh God. And Father God, we just ask and pray that your divine will and your divine way, God, we pray that a soul be saved tonight, oh God. Lord, we pray that someone will say, what must I do to be saved? Oh God, we love you. And Father, we thank you for what you've done. Lord, we thank you for all the things that you're going to do. Lord, we lift up the precious name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we know that there's no other name, Lord, which men shall be saved. And we just say thank you. Now, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you search our hearts, our souls, our minds. Help us, oh God, to be the people of God, Lord, who thirst and hunger after your righteousness. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. We want to welcome you once again tonight to the Mighty Man of Valor Show. Amen. And we thank the Lord for another opportunity. Amen. Just to be in his presence. Amen. Just for the Lord to allow us to have another breath of fresh air, oh God. As if you have your Bibles with you tonight, I would like for you to turn with me to Acts, the second chapter. Amen. And we're going to read verses 1 through 4. Amen. Acts, the second chapter, and we're going to read verses 1 through 4. Amen. And the Bible says this, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, amen, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house, amen, where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. Our sermon for tonight, my brothers and my sisters, is titled The Adequate Church. Amen. We see from the book of Acts that the apostolic church was an adequate church. Amen. From the beginning, amen, being able to cope with the current situation in meeting the needs of mankind. Amen. Wherever the early Christians went, the gospel message poured forth, amen, from burning hearts and anointed lips would seize the hearts of listeners. Amen. Sorrowful hearts were converted, born again. Men and women were filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. False religions crumbled, amen, under the powerful preaching and teaching of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And even some of the evangelists gained the unique reputation of what? Of turning the world upside down. The world today, amen, is filled with so many churches that are not adequate. And instead of the church turning the world upside down, amen, the world has turned the church upside down. Churches who won't stand for truth and righteousness, amen, but compromise with same-sex marriages, amen, that compromise with allowing folk to do what they want to do and say what they want to say. I came to tell somebody tonight that these are not adequate churches, amen. And the day that you and I are living in is one of the saddest facts of this generation is weak, lifeless, dead, and dying churches, amen. None of these should be happening in an adequate church, amen. Someone over the airways right now, you're listening to me, you're wondering, you're pondering in your mind, what made the first church adequate? Well, my friend, I'm glad you asked the question. The Bible tells us in Acts, turn with me to Acts 1 and 4 and 5, that and being assembled together, amen, with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, amen, but wait, amen, wait for the promise of the Father, amen, which said he, ye have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence, amen. And then he moved on to verse 8, and he said, but ye shall receive power, amen, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Amen. They waited to be filled and to be led. Jesus had promised to send the Holy Spirit in St. John 16, and on the day of Pentecost, he came ushering in the final dispensation. That experience is needed today, the outpouring and the infilling, empowering and overflowing of the Holy Spirit in all phases, amen, of the adequate church, until every Christian is living, amen, with spiritual power. We must understand this, my brothers and my sisters, that the first work of the Holy Ghost is to impart life to the soul, amen. He is the giver, amen. He is the sustainer of all spiritual life. He is the enabler, amen. One of the main problems in the church today is powerless leaders, amen, men and women who compromise the truth of God's word, amen, just to keep the seats full, amen, and the offering plate full, amen. It's sad, but it's true. Some folks are going about with their own thinking and denying the true word of God, amen. You are listening to me tonight. We must grab hold of this. That those that worship the Lord must worship him in spirit and truth in order to be pleasing in God's sight. Amen. We must stand on the truth of God's word. Amen. The church today in the 21st century is becoming weak, and the kingdom is being diluted by some leaders who are void of the life that the Holy Spirit rests within. Amen. Can't you see it? Amen. Homosexual preachers with a congregation, amen, the pastor and the first man. Turn with me to 2 Timothy, amen, chapter 3. And let's see how Apostle Paul even dealt with this. You know, 2 Timothy chapter 3. This is what's going on in the church right now. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, amen, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, amen, covetousness, amen, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, amen, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, amen. Folk are going to hate you just because you're preaching the truth, just because you're living holy, just because you're living righteous. They will be traitors. They will be heady, amen. They will be high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. That's what we see. Folk are in love with pleasures more than they are in love with God. But what about you tonight? What about the adequate church, amen? What about those who are in love with Jesus, amen? You should be falling in love with Jesus, amen, and not of these sins of this sinful, and wicked world, amen? That's what's going to make an adequate church, that we give our whole hearts to Jesus, that we surrender all, that we walk in righteousness, that we walk in holiness, that we walk in boldness, that we walk in boldness with the anointing of Jesus Christ. That's what's going to make the church adequate today. Amen. If you are part of the adequate church, we will follow what Apostle Paul told Timothy here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Help me to slow down a little bit. Amen. God's word is so powerful. It's so rich. It's so enlightening to our souls. We need to understand something tonight. God is looking for an adequate church that you and I can be the people of God that God is calling for us to be. Yes, you and I. Let's go to Jude. This is the problem. Let's go to Jude. A lot of us have let some stuff creep in, and that's why the church is no longer adequate. Jude, the fourth verse. For there are certain men crept in unawares, amen, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. He says in verse 5, I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believe not. That's why the church is not adequate today, because there is a lot of folk preaching and teaching who don't believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what the problem is. But look at how Jude helps us. Look at how he helps us here in the fifth verse. He says, I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believe not. That's what's going on today. That's the problem in the church today. But watch this. Verse 17. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what made the first church so adequate. They believed in the words of the apostles. No, not the words of men, but what Jesus taught the apostles what to say and what to do and how to keep the church adequate. Amen. They were men called by God. Amen. Not men called by men. Amen. And that's what Jude was letting them know. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. But he says, these be they who separate themselves, central, having not the Spirit. They don't have the Holy Spirit. And that's what makes the church inadequate, amen, but an adequate church. He says in verse 20, But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, amen, in order to keep ourselves adequate, he says, keep yourselves, amen, in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And he says, and of some have compassion, making a difference. We got to make a difference. The adequate church has to make a difference to turn this world upside down. Amen. We are the ones. What about you tonight? Do you want to be an adequate church or do you want to be inadequate? Amen. It's a choice that you and I have to make today. This is the day that the Lord has made. So let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We got to make a difference. We got to make a difference. And I want you to do something for me. Today is the day that you show the devil that you are part of the adequate church. Some of you listening tonight may think that you have been baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost back in 1973, but have you considered that we need not only the one baptism of cleansing and infilling, but day by day, we must have a constant and a perpetual shower of the Spirit of God to keep us with zeal and victory. The adequate church is pure, amen, a holy, a clean church, unworldly in all of its appearances and activities. Jesus tells us in what? John 17 and 16, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. An adequate church has no business behaving like the world. Some folk come to church with their clothes too tight, chewing gum and blowing bubbles in church. That's not an adequate church. Amen. The Bible tells us in 1 John 2:15, love not the world. That's what made the first church so powerful. They were in love with Jesus more than they were in love with the world. But you know what's wrong with the church today? The only time you want to come to church is for an activity. The only time you want to come to church is when your name is on the program. The only time you want to come to church is when you think that is beneficial for you. But let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters, that's not an adequate church. I'm not talking about the four walls. I'm talking about you and I as being adequate so that we can serve the Lord in fear and trembling. Amen. Amen. God is looking for an adequate church without spot or blemish. Will we be able to walk accordingly, to walk uprightly before the word of God? God is expecting us to be holy. Amen. God is expecting us to be righteous. Amen. God is expecting us to walk in the truth of his word. That's what an adequate church does. There's no bickering. There's no fighting. There's no foolishness going on. But what? The first church was committed to Jesus. So let me ask you something. What are you committed to? Are you totally committed to giving your whole heart to Christ, or are you still living in sin? Oh, it's a personal thing. Are you adequate or are you inadequate? It's a choice that we need to make. It's a choice that we need to make so that we can be the men and women that God has called for us to be. The world is a mess right now. And if we are going to be the adequate church, we must be the sun. We must be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. What are you tonight? Are you adequate or are you inadequate? God is looking for an adequate church. Adequate church. We must understand this, that the spirit of the world is wrong. It has always been and it will always be. Someone needs to hear this tonight, that the adequate church is not a human organization, but a divine institution. Glory be to God. With Christ its head, the Holy Spirit is ruler, and the Bible is discipline. Amen. These characteristics made the early church a powerful movement. Turn with me to Acts chapter 2, verse. Thank you, Jesus. Acts chapter 2, verse 41. This is the characteristics of an adequate church. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostle doctrine. So what was the apostles' doctrine? It was nothing made by man. Amen. Let's get that straight right now. The apostles' doctrine was the doctrine that they learned from Jesus Christ. Jesus taught the apostles, and they followed through with the word of God. It was the apostles' doctrine. Amen. And fellowship. And in breaking of bread and in prayers, that's what's going to make the church adequate. When was the last time you went to prayer meeting? When was the last time you had fellowship? When was the last time you was breaking bread with your brother and your sister? When was the last time? We need to ask ourselves. And fear came upon every soul, and many signs and wonders were done by the apostles, and all that believed were together and had all things common. That's what makes an adequate church. When you and I have all things in common, we love each other. We have a concern for each other. We look out for each other. We want to do God's work. Amen. That's what's going to make the church adequate. He said, and sold their possessions, goods, and departed them to all men as every man had need. Amen. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. That's where the adequate church is. Are you glad? Is there singleness in heart with your brother and your sister, or are you in disagreement, or are you fighting and fussing? That's not an adequate church, man. That's not adequate. That's foolishness. And that's what's going on today in God's church. That's what the problem. This is what made the first church so powerful. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. I'm learning, it's God who adds to the church. You and I don't add anything. God touches the heart and mind of mankind so that they can come in right relationship with Him. What about you tonight? Do you want to be adequate? Do you want to be that man, that woman that God is calling for you to be? The choice is yours tonight, but I want to challenge you tonight to be an adequate church. Stop living beneath your privileges. Stop living in sin. Stop letting the devil use you as a welcome mat, and get up and shake yourself off and start serving Jesus. Oh, yeah, you, the one who's listening right now there in Puerto Rico, the one who's listening right now in West Virginia, the one who's listening right now in South Central Los Angeles, the one who's listening right now in Illinois, the one who's listening right now in Detroit, Michigan, the one who's listening right now in Arkansas, I'm talking to you. God has use for you, but you keep on letting the devil use you. But God wants to use you for His glory. Don't you want to be adequate? Don't you want to be the man, the woman that God has called you to be? I challenge you tonight. Stop living in sin, but give God a chance to work things out in your life. Is there one tonight? Is there one tonight who wants to say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need your help. See, you and I need to know this tonight, that the secret of a live church is being empowered by the Holy Spirit and allowing the Spirit to lead us and guide us as we become powerful in everything that we do. We will be successful in being adequate when we allow God to have first place in our lives. Amen. Yes, that's what we have to. What about you tonight? Are you giving God your all? Are you striving to be an adequate church? Are you? Are you striving to be an adequate church? God wants to know. God wants to know tonight. It's time out for playing church. It's time out for living inadequate. I challenge you tonight. The phone lines are open. If you want to pray, just hit 1 on your receiver and we'll pray that God will keep you, that He'll keep your heart, that He'll keep your mind ever on Him. Amen. Is there one? Is there one tonight? Is there somebody saying, Lord, I need you. I want you. Just press 1. Let's pray. Is there one who wants prayer? Just press 1 on your receiver and we'll pray. You know what you need. Amen. Father God, we thank you tonight for your word, Lord. We thank you for your promises. Father God, we thank you for your anointing, O God. Lord, we just ask and pray, Lord, that your will and your way be done in our lives. Lord, help us, O God, to be the people of God, Lord, that you've called for us to be. Lord, we love you. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. Lord, we thank you for all that you're doing. Lord, we just ask and pray, Lord, that your divine and perfect will be done in our lives. Lord, Lord, continue to touch my body, O God. Heal my sickness, O God. Lord, I thank you for your anointing. I pray for everyone, Lord, under the sound of my voice, O God, who needs a touch from you. I ask for healing virtue, Lord, for those who may be ill. O God, we know there's nothing too hard for you. Lord, I thank you in advance for what you've done. Father, I thank you in advance for what you're going to do. Father God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Lord, we love you. And we thank you for all that you've done and all that you're doing. We want to thank each and every one of you for being with us tonight on the Mighty Man of Valor show. We're looking forward to seeing you next week. Same time, same place. We thank the Lord for you. And we give God all the praise and glory and honor. May the Lord watch over you and keep you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.